We are talking about the love walk. God wants us to walk in love. In fact, if we walk in love, His love that's in our hearts, we will find that fear and things that we struggle with will vanish away, because perfect love, it casts out all fear. And we can love because He first loved us. We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it says what love is. In fact, the Amplified in verse number 5 says, love is not touchy, fretful, or resentful. Another translation says, love doesn't fly off the handle. Another one says, love is not irritable. Love is not quick-tempered. And basically, what this is saying is that in the Greek, it's talking about arousing to anger, or the ideal is a convulsion or a sudden outburst of anger or action, such as screaming, yelling, hitting, throwing something. A pastor went over to someone's house, and he noticed that there was a picture. And it was really strange. Instead of hanging a picture at eye level on the wall, they hung this huge picture around, basically it would come to your knees, you know, close to the floor. And it was just an odd place to put a picture. And the evangelist couldn't help but notice and thought, I'll address this. And he said, why did you put the picture there? Come to find out, they confessed that the guy kicked a hole in the wall. And when they saw the minister coming up, they put a nail there and stuck that picture on front of the hole, which basically drew more attention than the hole actually did. But the point is, people that name the name of Jesus have not matured. The Apostle Paul says in chapter 13, when I was a child, I spake as a child. He said, I did childish things, but there comes a time that you put away those childish things. And in the context, it means all the immature actions of the flesh that are not the love walk. God wants us to walk in love. Ephesians 4:26, it says, be angry and sin not. Be angry and sin not. And it goes on to say, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't give place to the devil. Anger will give place to the devil if you sin with your anger. And we're going to talk tomorrow, because anger was God's ideal, believe it or not. Why? Because He created us and He gave us the emotion of anger. But we can still walk in love and be angry at the same time. We'll talk about that tomorrow. This month, here we are in the middle of May. This month, we are focusing on basically taking care of the temple of God, taking care of our bodies. And one way is exercise. Now, if you are exercising, I am so thankful that you are. If you're doing it in moderation and do it in a healthy way, that is fantastic. That's glorious. But for some of us, the older you get, the less you want to exercise. And some people just literally hate all forms of exercise. They just detest exercising. This CD, Honoring God with Your Body, I sit down and I talk with Pastor Tim Polis. Basically, he's a trainer in the body of Christ, and he will inspire you. This is a CD that when you feel lazy and you feel like you don't want to do it, you put that CD in and it will motivate you. You see, the reason why most people don't reach their goal is because they don't have passion, or they don't stay motivated. They lose the passion. This CD will help you take care of your body. It will motivate you. He has an anointing as an evangelist when it comes to the Word of God, but also in practical living. This will inspire you. Now, we're going to give it to everyone who sows seed into this ministry in May with a seed of at least $15, because there is a cost to this coaching CD, with the shipping, the producing of it, all the whole nine yards. So we ask you to give the best love gift you can. And if you can give above $15, that would be such a blessing to help us. Do your best and help He's Alive Radio continue to reach souls for the kingdom of God. Our address is He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland 21536. I'll be back tomorrow, and we're going to talk about anger, and it was God's idea. Even God got angry, and how we can do it without sinning. It may not be what you think. You want to tune in.